It's the 20th of December. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A £12.6 million renovation is underway at Bedford College's tower block in the Caldwell Street campus. The tower, constructed at a cost of almost £300,000, was part of the original Mander College of Further Education, open on the 19th of June 1959. The tower will become home to a brand new science and technology centre, receiving new exterior cladding and added access to St Mary's Gardens and Riverside Bedford. The council has provided £3 million in funding through its Bedford Town Deal Scheme. Bedford College's Deputy Chief Executive Pat Jones said, "We are delighted to have been awarded some funding from the Bedford Town Deal to help take this regeneration project forward." Beds Police will be increasing patrols around Stanley Street close to Bedford Modern School due to a rise in antisocial behaviour and drug use in the neighbourhood. Police are responding to reports from area residents. The Butterfly Bridge, spanning the River Great Ouse in Bedford close to Russell Park, will be receiving much-needed repairs beginning on the 9th of January 2023. The work, due to also close part of the surrounding river, will include the laying down of a surface more resistant to slipping and sliding. The bridge, connecting Longholm Island to the embankment, will also be cleaned and given a new coat of paint. Completion is expected in 4 months. Luton-based Truckloader Services hopes to tackle the shortage of mechanical engineers by providing vocational training. The family-run business involved in vehicle hydraulic servicing is looking to connect with an area educational institution to provide individuals with a pathway to a new career. That's all from me today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.